Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Most of central and western South Dakota is at high risk of Fusarium head blight, also called FHB or scab, and winter wheat approaching the flowering stage is the target. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires explains the online wheat scab modeling tool shows a great deal of red, which means high risk, across the Dakotas.
It is definitely influenced by the few moisture events that we continue to have every week, and also kind of keeping temperatures in that 70 to 80 degree range. That allows the Fusarium to have ideal conditions to start infection whenever our wheat hits that flowering time point.
While some varieties have genetic resistance, Shire says no variety is foolproof.
Whenever we're at high risk, based off of the tool, even varieties that have good levels of resistance, they probably would benefit and be protected by a fungicide application at that flowering time point.
She adds that triazole fungicides remain the most effective option for managing FHB.
Those are, across the board, the most effective at good management of FHB.
And while spraying comes at a cost, Shire says it may be worth it.
But definitely keep in mind that scab, especially when the risk is high, can be extremely severe and lead to a lot of money lost if it gets uncontrolled in a field.
Finally, oats and, of course, spring wheat can both be susceptible to FHB at flowering if climate conditions are conducive. Visit extension.sdstate.edu and search wheat scab to learn more.